Bless the Lord, people of God. This message comes with some form of urgency. It is about blessing your enemies. I want to revisit this small little nugget. I did a teaching some time ago on Revelation 13 verse 9.com entitled, Bless Your Enemy. This little nugget, I won't be long, this little nugget comes out of the book of Acts chapter 7. It spoke about Stephen. Now I'm going to show you why it's so important to bless your enemies. Blessing your enemies might end up be to your own benefit, your future benefit, as well as the future of your children and your generations. Let me show you why I said this. And listen very keenly, you know, because this can change your life. Be careful what you speak. Be careful. Let your heart be right with God. Now, the story goes like this. Stephen is a devout Christian, preaching the word of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, there came a time where he was preaching and his words pierced the people of his day. It pierced their hearts. And they moved with wickedness towards Stephen and stoned him. Now, Stephen could have cursed him because Stephen was an innocent man. And the Holy Ghost was upon Stephen. So whatever Stephen said at that moment would have come to pass. Now it says in Acts chapter 7, and I read it from 57 to 60, I read it very quickly. It said they cried with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of his city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. I wanted to take note of that. The young man's feet whose name was Saul. This is the same Saul that God met on the road to Damascus and changed him his whole life and transformed him. His name is now Paul, Saul to Paul's story. And then verse 59 said, they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Here is another important part in verse 60. He kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You hear what I just said? Stephen said, Stephen did not curse. Stephen said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. So I want you listening to me to stop cursing people. Stop using your mouth. Stop using the power that God has given you to curse people. It is for your own benefit, you know. Your own benefit and for your children and your children's children and your generation. Your own benefit. Stop using your mouth to curse people. No matter what the person has done. No matter the wickedness you've seen on the land. Do not use your mouth to curse people. The Lord says, vengeance is mine. That is his word. Vengeance is mine. Revenge. Vengeance. Judgment belongs to the Lord. God knows best. He's a just God. He's a merciful God. He's a faithful God. Leave judgment to God. Leave cursing to God. Leave it to God. All he says to us is to love. Now what if Stephen had cursed Saul, which is now Paul? Remember the impact that Paul has had to our Christian faith. Every Bible believing Christian know the impact that Paul, he's now Paul, has on the Christian faith, Apostle Paul. So if Stephen had cursed Saul at the time, what would have become of the generation that Paul was supposed to touch? So I'm saying it again. Stop using your mouth to curse people. People that God created that you don't know the purpose and the design that God has them for. Stop using your mouth to curse people. Now I'm going to jump over to a scripture. Matthew 5 verse 44. Jesus was teaching and he says, Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. And if you cannot love, check your heart. Check yourself if you are really a disciple of Jesus Christ. Check yourself. Jesus, when he was on the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So Jesus used love and conquer this world. He used love and conquer Satan. So if you are a true child of God, Jesus said to love. He never said to hate. He said to love. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Remember, you know, he's the one that will reward according to his will. He will judge the wickedness. So if there is somebody who is tormenting your life and you are doing what you should do, it said that you will heap coal of fire on that person's head. So if you love and do what you must do, then God will intervene how he sees fit. But he says in Matthew 5:44, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Stop curse people. Stop use your mouth. Stop use your power and the authority that God has given you to curse people. Him said we no fight against people. We no fight against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and power. Spirits them there, you know. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle against the power of the darkness of this world. We no wrestle against flesh and blood. We no wrestle against the brothers and sisters that we see in. So him said, look, don't do it. Him said, don't curse people. Then verse 45, Matthew 5 verse 45 says, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. And they go on to say that God make the sun to rise on the evil and on the good. You see, he's a good God. He's a just God. Him send rain on the just and on the unjust. So just follow his commandment. And let me tell you again, stop, place, curse on people. You see, all them prayers that we pray, these back to sender prayers, we must be very careful when we're sending back to sender prayers. And remember that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's best for us to pray mercy prayers than pray judgment prayers. Because we don't know what is in our hearts, what is in our lives. Only the Holy Spirit can search out the deep things of our life and know what is in our hearts. So these back to sender prayers, I just want to touch on that little. Stop it. Because we don't rest against people. Stop it. Pray for people. People have weaknesses. Pray for others. And stop. Burn fire. Fire upon this, the witch next door. Fire upon the warlock next door. Stop fight the man himself or the woman. Stop fight the flesh and the blood. And look beyond. Use spiritual eyes to look beyond and say, oh, it's a demon we are fighting against, you know. Because a demon is behind the works that the witch doctor, that the wizard work. Remember, you know, I'm not saying to you that what they are doing is good. What I'm saying to you, God has commanded us to pray for them. That is our duty. God's duty is to judge wickedness. God's duty is to do the vengeance. God's duty is to do the revenge and all of that. His duty is to look after us and take care of us. But he cannot do it if we keep using our mouth to curse people. So no matter the news you see out there to say, oh, this man, as bad as it be, this man murder him grandmother, him murder somebody. Remember Saul? Saul was a murderer. Saul was a persecutor of Christians. So the next time you do it, remember your faith. Remember the Bible that you read every day. Remember the God we serve. Remember that you yourself, you're not perfect. Now tell me, say, from you became a Christian, you're not sin. So remember to pray mercy prayers and stop the back to sender prayers. Because it might boomerang on yourself. So be careful we don't rest against flesh and blood. So I want to just come back to the beginning of what I started out saying, to bless your enemies. And I just wanted to point out why you should bless your enemies. And I won't stress you anymore with this. This is it. Bless the Lord. So go over to Revelation 13 verse 9. That come for more revelation, for more insights straight out of the throne room of God. and this will bless your life. In Jesus' name, amen.